T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The road's getting worse. Joining us to talk a little bit more about that is Nevada Highway Patrol Trooper Jason Burachek. Jason, thanks for joining us tonight. As I've talked to others today, it certainly has been a busy day. You guys have been responding to a lot of crashes here in the metro.
Anytime, you know, if we even just get rain, our crash numbers go up. But add the type of weather we've had today, I mean, it's truly lived up to the snowpocalypse is what they've been calling it, and it has certainly lived up to the name. Last night, it started, and then for some reason this morning, I think it continued longer than anyone thought it was going to, and it just went all day long, and some parts of the valley just got hit really, really hard. And I mean, I think this is the first time in my career that every major roadway going in or out of Nevada into California was closed. So for about 4 hours today, if you wanted to go to California or come to Nevada, it wasn't happening, unless you were going to do it in an airplane. It was just, it was unprecedented today. It was something, we never like to say it was, you know, the craziest thing I've ever seen in my career, but this was definitely one that was, I've never seen it in 12 years like this.
It certainly has been a challenge for a lot of folks, and it's still a challenge tonight as folks crawl home and get ready to crawl into bed and wake up tomorrow morning to possible black ice. Before we touch on that, Jason, let's touch on the folks that still are determined, and you know they're grizzled veterans of the freeways that want to hop on that I-15 and head south into California. That's normally a 3-hour drive for folks, but I can't imagine that would be any shorter than 8 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, California Highway Patrol was reporting really bad conditions between Baker and Prim. And, you know, even if they got the road clear for you to travel on it, it's still going to be wet. It's still going to be possibly frozen. There's still going to be debris on the roadway. You're going to have to take your time. The speed limit is, you know, if it says you can do 65, maybe 50 is a good enough speed, or maybe 45. You really want to just use caution. Like I said, we're not used to this driving out here. A lot of people have all season tires. They don't have winter tires. You got to take your time. We can't stress that enough. You got to be patient.
Nevada Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Trooper Jason Burachek joining us here on News Talk 840 KXNT. Tomorrow morning, obviously you're thinking about the same things you were thinking about this morning. That sheet of black ice that is so misleading just in name alone, but it's going to sneak up on a lot of folks. And I would wager that you're going to just tell folks, if you could stay home, stay home.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know how bad it was going to be this morning, and look what happened. I mean, it pretty much, crippled the valley for most of the day today. And then all that snow is going to go someplace, and it's going to melt, and it's going to turn into ice once it gets freezing again. And black ice is nearly impossible to see. You don't know you're on it until it's too late. If you try accelerating when you're on black ice, you're going to lose control. So, kudos to the Clark County School District. We were making rescues today, getting people out of the snow with 3 or 4 people in a car. That's hard to do. Imagine a trooper trying to deal with a school bus with 40 kids on it. You know, that's a pretty hefty task to try to get a school bus unstuck and then deal with 40 kids on top of it. So good for the school district for doing that. But definitely tomorrow morning, same advice as we had this morning. If it takes you a half hour to get to work, well, maybe you need to leave, another half hour or an hour earlier. Just allow for extra time so you're not in that time crunch and, where you're trying maybe just to get there to beat the clocks, so to speak. You just really got to take your time.
No doubt, no doubt. Public Information Officer for the Nevada Highway Patrol Trooper Jason Burachek. Jason, appreciate the time, man. Stay safe out there.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.